Ramsey TV.
Hi everybody, this is Martin Zender, and there's been a lot of talk lately on this channel of whether or not we, as members of the body of Christ, should be prepared for the tribulation. I mean, just in case. You never know. It's true that our apostle talks about being snatched away, meeting the Lord in the air, and that we're not appointed to indignation, and that we will be extricated out of the present wicked eon, and that we are ambassadors of peace and of the conciliation of God, and therefore would have no business being here when all hell breaks loose. And he also says that we will be having ease with him when the worst of the trials strike the earth. But nevertheless, we can't be sure that this Paul, you know, really knew what he was talking about. Can he be trusted? That's the thing. Are you willing to take the chance that this man can be trusted? I'm not. And so I am here to give you preparations that you can do, simple steps you can take to prepare for the tribulation. Now, there are specific things that you must do, and I'm going to get into those shortly, specific things for specific problems, for specific seals, for specific thunders. But in order to survive the tribulation, or have a chance, you need to have a general state of fitness. You need to improve your health, your breathing, your leg muscles, your stomach muscles. For the stomach muscles, I recommend stomach crunches. As you see demonstrated here, the classic crunch is much more effective than the push-up. You just tense the abdominal muscles, and this will help you get through the tribulation, obviously. Nobody who has weak core or weak stomach muscles will be able to get through the tribulation. Speaking of core, here's the exercise you do for your core. This will very much help you, especially when you're running away from the locusts. I would think that you would need a strong core for that, so this will help. More about the locusts in a second. For cardiovascular fitness, there's nothing better than jump rope. And so I am demonstrating here some of the jump rope techniques that you should be doing. Here's the standard 1-2-1-2 skip. Then we have the crossover. Yeah, the crossover is very good for dexterity. Yeah, coordination between the arms and the legs. And then there's the double jump. The double jump. Watch it very carefully, very important. This will bring your cardiovascular fitness to the next level. And merciful heaven's sakes, you don't want to forget the push-up. You got to have strong pecs. That goes for you ladies too. You have to have strong pectoral muscles if you are going to try to hide in the rocks and in the caves, because some of these caves are very low and you have to get down low, and the core exercises will also help for that. Now, specifics here. Now, we know the sun is going to become black during the tribulation. That happens under the sixth seal. No problem, because I am going to have my cell phone. My Apple phone has a built-in flashlight. Yours does too. But for the tribulation, you have to make sure you have extra batteries. Please supply yourself with extra batteries. As I just mentioned, people will be hiding in caves. They will try to find shelter from the wrath of God. And see, I don't have caves here, but I do have a bush right here. And I do plan on using the bush, as you can see. I think the bush will provide me at least temporary respite. That is until the supernatural cavalry start striking with the noxious fumes and the fire from their mouths. But don't worry, for the noxious fumes, I have the famous masks. I bought a bunch of them. I'm glad now for the epidemic here, the so-called plague, the scourge of CV-190, because now I have plenty of masks, and that will help protect me from the scourge of the noxious fumes. The sulfur comes from the mouth of the supernatural horsemen. So I will be in my bush with the mask, which will be very helpful. A large asteroid, we know, will strike the Earth. The name is Absent, but that's the Greek word. It means wormwood. It's poison. It's going to foul one-third of the freshwater source, but don't worry. As you can see, I have a filter. I have a water filter. I will be able to filter water during the tribulation. I recommend you get this kind of water filter and have about four of them. You can't survive with one. The 200 million supernatural horsemen that come out of the submerged chaos at the river Euphrates, these are loosed by the four messengers. I've got the fumes covered with my mask and my bush, but there's also the fire. And for that, I recommend having lots, many, many rolls of tin foil. With tin foil, it's heat resistant. I mean, you do wrap baked potatoes in tin foil, right? So it's also work, I believe, against the fire that comes out of the mouths of the supernatural horsemen. So you must have at least 100 rolls of this stuff, I would say. Lastly, the locusts. Yeah, see, we might be in the tribulation now. Look at this wind. This might be the tribulation. So get your tin foil quick. Start jumping rope quick. Start doing your push-ups quick and your ab crunches. Follow my directions. Don't be doing sit-ups. They're not good. Strengthen your core. Don't forget all that. But now we get to the locusts, of course, these supernatural insects. I have traps that are very good for roaches. They work very effectively, and I'm just going to get about 150 of those. Yeah, I think you can buy them in bulk at Sam's Club. So you got to have these roach traps. But the locusts also sting. I think they sting in the ass. They do have stingers on their ass. So I figured maybe they sting you in the ass. So for that, I will put a frying pan in my pants to protect me from the locusts. So I think that covers the basics. The foil will also double as protection. When the sun flares to 5 times its strength and people on the earth are scorched, you won't be scorched because you'll be protected like a baked potato with all your foil. Oh yeah, you gotta be ready for the big bad tribulation. Ho ho! Yeah, give it the old uppercut. Maybe the left hook, whatever you like. Don't forget those traps. Well, I mean, they're insects, so I figured the roach trap would work for the locust, right? Hey, 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 Zender. This is Zender, and I promised you 3 more examples from the book of Acts that give examples. An example does give an example, in my experience, of how we will be extricated out of the current wicked eon. The word extricate, lovely word. Introduced it to you yesterday, the Greek word exario. Again, Galatians 1:4, it is God's intention to extricate us out of the current wicked eon. So yeah, joke back there, joking. Lots of jokey. We're getting out of here, folks. Paul says it, I believe it, that settles it. Yeah, I don't even have to believe it. Paul said it, that settles it. Me believing it is incidental. It's going to happen whether you believe it or not. So let's look at 3 more passages where this word appears. Now, these contexts are suggestive. I mean, they're not. It's like a type. It's like a shadow. The example I gave yesterday of Joseph coming out of the jail into the throne room. Somebody could say, but we're not in jail. You got to get the idea here. The idea here is you're going from a bad situation to a really good situation. And what a contrast. Joseph goes from prison to the throne room. Goes from prison to the throne room. So let's go to Acts 7:34 now. We have another example here, and that is Moses, the great Moses. God said to him, let's start with verse 33. Of Acts chapter 7. Now the Lord said to him, loose the sandals from your feet, for the place on which you stand is holy land. The call of Moses, the burning bush. And perceiving the bush, kind of like my bush, maybe kind of like. In perceiving, I perceived the ill treatment of my people, God speaking. I perceived the ill treatment of my people. Where? In Egypt. Yes. The ill treatment of my people who are in Egypt, and their groaning I hear. I hear their groaning. That reminds me of Romans 8. All creation is groaning for the manifestation of the sons of God. We ourselves are groaning. And I descend to extricate them. There it is. I descend to extricate them out of Egypt. And it was a pluck job. Yeah, it was like looking at the Egyptians and say, pluck you I'm going to pluck these people. I'm going to extricate them out, lift. It was a plucking miracle. Yeah, they told the Egyptians, hey, pluck off. We're out of here. What an extrication. I love it. Acts 12, starting with verse 5. I don't know what's wrong with my voice. I don't, but that's okay. Who cares? Acts 12, verse 5. Oh, Peter in jail. This is a good one. Peter, indeed. This is in the book of Acts. Thus, Acts 12. I like that all these things are in the Acts, the book of Acts. Because it involves the Acts of the Apostles. But this snatching away is an act of God. Peter indeed then was kept in the jail. Yet prayer was earnestly made by the ecclesia of God concerning him. Now when Herod was about to be leading him to them, in that night Peter was reposing between two soldiers, bound with two chains, besides which guards before the door kept the jail. So this is a super duper hold. This is maximum security. There's no way they're going to let this guy out. It's ridiculous. But lo, verse 7, there's no behold here, just lo. Lo, a messenger of the Lord stood by, and a light shines in the room. Now, smiting Peter on the side, probably an elbow, spiritual elbow. The messenger rouses him, saying, rise quickly, and off fall his chains. I can't wait till our chains fall off. He's going to be so good. No, we're not in literal chains, but we sure as hell are in many figurative chains. Off fall the chains from his hands. The hands doing things. We can't do what we want to do. But when the chains fall off of our hands and the snatching away, we'll be able to do all kinds of stuff. Now the messenger said to him, gird yourself and bind on your soles. Now he does thus, and he is saying to him, throw your cloak about you, follow me. I would do it. I would definitely follow those instructions. And coming out, he followed him. And he had not perceived that what is occurring by means of the messenger is true. The guy thought he was dreaming, poor guy. Yet he seemed to be observing a vision. No, it's real, Peter. Now passing through the first jail and the second, they come to the iron gate. Jails, gates, chains, it's ridiculous. They bring him into the city, which spontaneously was opened to them. Must have been a gate there. And coming out, they come forward one street. And immediately the messenger withdrew from him. And Peter, coming to himself, finally gets his right mind here. Coming to himself. Now I'm truly aware that the Lord delegates his messenger and extricates me out of the hand of Herod and all the hope of the Jewish people. Extricates me. There it is. Same word in Galatians 1:4. It's picturesque. It's a type. You see, it's wonderful. My throat gurgled there. I don't know what's going on here. All right, one more example. I've got to go quickly here. Acts 23, 16 through 27. This is Paul. His nephew overhears some evil Jews plotting to kidnap Paul and kill him because, as I told you before, they hate him. Paul's nephew overhears this. He tells the captain of the Roman guard. The guy takes it very seriously. And he says, make ready 200 soldiers so that they may go as far as Caesarea. He's going to armed guard for Paul. A ridiculous armed guard. Listen to this. Make ready 200 soldiers, 70 cavalry, and 200 slingers. That is people who get their weapon on their right hand. Soldiers that hold their weapon in their right hand, not their left, the right. Those are slingers. I'm just reading from the Concordant version. So we got 70 cavalry, 200 soldiers. That's 270. We get 200 of these slingers, 470 men sent to guard Paul because he was in danger of his own countrymen. And listen to what it said. This guy, the captain Claudius Lysias, he writes to the governor of Caesarea, namely Felix, and he says this, rejoice, this man being apprehended by the Jews and being about to be assassinated by them. Standing by with the troop, I extricate, learning that he is a Roman. Oh, that's a privileged position in the Roman Empire to be a Roman citizen. We are members of the body of Christ, so much greater, so much better than a Roman citizen. Sorry if you live in Rome, no offense. And God is going to extricate us. All these examples, all these times, all these shadows of what God will do. It's an active move. In every case here, active move. Delivered from a terrible situation into a great situation. I'm all for it. Paul said it, and you can believe it.